Travels with Jack, a new Jack Flanders adventure with stories set in Brazil, India, Bali, Java, and Sumatra. Jack Flanders has met a very lovely and exotic woman, Kamala Shukla. She has asked Jack to return with her to India to assist her aunt. The aunt claims she met Jack, that he gave her his card.
I never saw that card before. Now, where did we meet? When did this happen?
She told me it was in the 50s.
The 50s? In New York? The East 50s? The West 50s?
No, Jack. In the 1950s.
What? 40 years ago, I gave her this card? When I was, what, just a boy? But printed on the card is where I live now?
It's interesting, isn't it?
It's now the next morning. We find Jack looking out of the window of his hotel in Bombay. And now, part two of Dreams of India.
This country certainly has a lot of crows. Morning, crows. Oh. Good morning. Namaste.
Set the bird's wings with gold, and it will never soar in the sky.
Who is this?
Jack, it's Kamala.
I know. Is that the Tagore of the day?
So will you meet me for breakfast?
Down in the dining room? No. It's too early in the day to face all those tourists stuffing food in their faces.
You're not hungry, Jack?
I'm starved. But I'll tell you what, Miss Kamala. We'll have breakfast in my suite, okay? Hello? Oh, Miss Kamala.
Mr. Flanders, it wouldn't be proper.
Look, I'll wear a white suit and an ascot. I have a wonderful view of the street. We can throw croissants down to the crows. Hello?
White suit and ascot, you say?
Yeah.
If you're not properly attired...
Look, I'll be properly attired.
In a white suit and ascot.
No,
then I'm going downstairs to the
dining room. No, wait. I will be properly attired.
White suit and ascot?
Yes.
All right.
Half an hour.
Fine. Oh, I have another to go for you.
Okay, shoot.
I have lost my dewdrop, cries the flower, to the morning sky that's lost all its stars.
Run that by me again.
I have lost my dewdrop, cries the flower, to the morning sky that's lost all its stars.
It's very nice. How the heck do you tie an ascot? No, that's not right. Uh-oh. Oh, darn it. Coming. I'm coming. Good morning. Well, it's a nice try, you must admit. You smell like roses.
I see breakfast has arrived.
Yes, we have a window seat. We have the call of the crows, the scent of the sea. Croissant?
Please.
So, this morning, on to Bangalore and then...
And then a long, dusty drive to Mysore.
Does it ever rain in this country?
My God, you should be here during the monsoons. Then it rains all the time.
When are the monsoons?
During the winter months, they travel around the country. It's going to be just terrible.
Well, how's the food in the south?
Well, the food is really quite different. They like to use lots of chili. The food is very, very hot there.
Oh, I like hot food.
You better watch yourself or your tongue will catch on fire.
Should I bring a fire extinguisher?
No, that's not necessary. There's always the yogurt.
What?
If your tongue catches on fire, you can always dip your tongue into a bowl of yogurt.
Oh, I'll remember that. Coffee?
No. Tea, please.
Oh, right, of course. Kamala, tell me about your aunt. I'd like to make sure I'm ready for her.
Why? You don't appear to be easily dominated by strong women.
Oh, not dominated, but intimidated.
My aunt is very good at intimidation.
Look, who or what is the it you spoke about last night?
Her visitor? Well, it...
Yes?
I think it's best if she tell you.
Come on.
I don't really know the details.
Please.
Well, all I can tell you is this. When she was young, she was desperate to escape the confines of her arranged marriage, to escape India, to escape and see the world. So she made a pact with it. Jack, I honestly don't know who it is. It may just be her imagination.
But you don't believe it is her imagination, do you?
No, I don't. You'll like the South. The pace is much slower than in Delhi or Bombay. It's very, laid back.
It's a beautiful country. So your aunt lives in Mysore?
No, actually farther still, in a small village.
I see.
She has a villa on a hill outside the village. It's very nice.
You didn't go to New York just to find me, did you?
No, I was looking for a publisher.
For a book?
Yes.
That you wrote?
That I'm writing.
What's it about?
My aunt.
How much have you written?
Most of it.
Can I see the manuscript?
No, I haven't shown it to anyone yet.
Well, it's about time, don't you think?
Jack, I've never written a novel before.
Well, neither have I. Is it here, in your briefcase? Is it? Kamala.
Okay, Jack.
Thank you.
Jack.
What?
No, I can't sit here and watch you read this. Do you mind?
I'm just scanning.
No, Jack.
What? Oh, wait. What is this? Earlier that day, I had criticized a friend of mine. My aunt was not pleased, but she didn't say anything until later that day. We were standing outside a temple in Rishikesh. I noticed my aunt stood
there. Jack, you're making me nervous.
Well, I'm sorry. Here, you read it to me. Please.
I noticed my aunt stood there as though transfixed by the sound of the chanting. She was so absolutely still, so far away, I became concerned. Then she took my hand and looked at me with the strangest eyes, as though it wasn't her, as though it was someone else's eyes.
You have no right to criticize others. You have no right to think badly about others. It is far better for you to think of your own shortcomings. See the good in others, and remove the bad in yourself. If you've not even developed the power to inquire into your own self, then how can you assume the power to look into others? First, get fulfillment in your own life. It is only after you have saved yourself that you can become an instrument to save others. You should not use bad words or give bad looks, or think bad thoughts towards anyone.
Ramchandar, meri maasi kahan hai?
Ma'am saab to baag mein hai, baby.
Piche ke baag mein?
Ji haan, piche.
Unki sehat kaisi hai?
Theek.
Excuse me, what are you talking about?
My aunt is in the garden in the back. Follow me.
Oh. What is that up there, on the hill? Is that a temple?
No, it was the summer home for the Maharaja's son.
Does anyone live there now?
No, it's falling apart. Oh, there she is. Auntie, I have brought Jack Flanders. Jack, my aunt Lalita Chatterjee.
I'm very glad to meet you.
What? Jack has come all the way from New York. Auntie, what? He's been good enough to drop all prior commitments to come and see you.
Jack?
Yes.
इनको तुम जैक बुलाती हो?
हम दोनों चार दिन से साथ सफर कर रहे थे।
फिजूल बात ना करो।
आई राम। आंटी प्लीज टॉक टू हिम। आई विल लीव द टू ऑफ यू अलोन।
कारा?
मैंने तुमसे कहा था कि यहाँ जैक फ्लैंडर्स को ले आओ। मिस्टर जैक फ्लैंडर्स है, तुम कोई और ले आई? मुझे बिल्कुल मजा नहीं आ रहा है इस बात में, बिल्कुल मजा नहीं, समझी?
मेरी बात मानिए, ये जैक फ्लैंडर्स है।
ये मैं बिल्कुल समझ में नहीं आ रहा है मुझे, ये जैक फ्लैंडर्स नहीं है, मैं जैक फ्लैंडर्स
से मिल चुका हूं। ये जैक फ्लैंडर्स है,
कोई और है। ये तुम कैसे कर सकती हो? मैं अंधी थोड़ी हूं, बुढ़ापे में पागल थोड़ी हूं, ये तुम क्या समझती हो?
मेरी
यू आर एन इंपोस्टर।
आई एम,
I'm not amused.
I can see that.
Don't mumble. Speak up, imposter.
My name is Jack Flanders.
Dikhaiye unka card.
English, English, come on.
His address, his apartment number, his phone, everything on the card is exactly right. This is Jack Flanders.
Which reminds me, where did you get that card?
The card was given to me by Mr. Flanders.
My aunt is saying he was a much older man.
I can speak for myself.
Look, I was just wondering, how did you get
that? Is this
that?
Your card, your business card, or not?
Like Kamala said, it's my apartment, my phone, my name, even the quote on the card.
What appears to be coming at you is coming from you?
Yes.
Do you understand what that means, Mr.
Flanders?
Auntie.
Do you understand?
In a sense, yes.
In what sense?
Ira.
Look here. Here's my driver's license, my credit cards, my passport.
How can anyone know anything in a sense, Mr.?
Mr. Flanders.
Hmm.
It means we put the blame outside ourselves. It means we create the things that happen to us.
Is not your business card?
No.
Ah.
The card is yellow. Look at it. It's faded. It must have been printed decades ago.
That's true, Auntie. Just look at it.
Now, how old was this guy? This other Flanders?
Oh, perhaps 50 or 60.
Well, did he look anything like me?
I don't know.
What?
He had white hair. He had impeccable manners.
I guess it wasn't me then.
You may find this amusing, Mr.
Yes?
Flanders.
Yes.
I find it very tiring. I do not enjoy pranks.
Auntie, Jack did not come
here. I understand. My apologies, Mr. Flanders. I was hoping...
Yes?
I'm very tired. I feel so weak, so...
Here, take my arm, please.
I'm so terribly disappointed. Kamala, please call Ramchandar.
Ramchandar, jaldi karo. Aunty ko tumhari madad chahiye.
He had his joke, didn't he?
The man who gave you the card.
So stupid of him. I trusted him.
Who was he?
It is not your concern.
Look, maybe there's a reason my card or that card was given to you.
Of course there's a reason.
Look, I may be able to help. What appears to be coming at you is coming from you may be the key.
Ma'am Saab?
Ramchandar, mera haath pakar lo.
Ji haan, Ma'am Saab.
Thank you, Mr. Flanders. I need to rest. Ramchandar, mujhe kamre mein jana hai.
Ji haan, Ma'am Saab.
So... What do you think?
She is one tough lady.
It's one tough situation.
Yeah. I just hope I can tough it out long enough to find out who was impersonating me.
She was given your card 40 years ago.
Yeah. But if I were in my 50s back then, well...
You are the Jack Flanders that she needs now.
I don't know. Look, I'm going for a walk. Do a little thinking.
Jack?
Yes?
You're a very nice person. Thank you.
Shall I go for a stroll in the village? No. I think I'll check out the old summer palace up there. It's not built out of stone. It's made out of wood. Some fancy curlicues on top. Pillars in front. But I'll be darned. It's painted with flowers. It's faded, but the entire building is painted with little flowers. Every bit of surface is painted with miniature flowers and birds and plants. I know what this reminds me of. Those hand-painted papier-mâché jewelry boxes from Kashmir. This is beautiful. What a shame to let this place go to ruin like this. Cost a fortune to fix it up, though. It's too bad. I wonder how many rooms there are. Every room is painted with such detail. So much love and attention must have gone into every tiny flower, each leaf. Every little feather on the birds. Now this is odd. This is the only room that's not empty. Silk drapes, sofas, cushions, Persian carpets. I almost expect to see men with turbans lounging about and harem girls dancing. Oh, things are a bit dusty, though. Wait a minute. This room has its own peculiar feeling. It's like I'm being watched.